Okay, we're picking up the Gemara. We're going to start from Zayin Amud Beis back to Amar Rav Yochanan. I know we started discussing it in yesterday's daf, but it was a little bit complicated, and it's also a very short daf ches, so we'll have no problem getting through the daf. So I figure it's better to start it from the beginning. And just a disclaimer, if someone is good at geometry, you will love the next this daf. If you're not as good as geometry, or you haven't done it like me in a long time, so I guess this is good chazara for you. I'll try to, I'm not an expert in geometry whatsoever, so if you know geometry well, you'll very much enjoy this. So says the Gemara, Amar Biyochanan, Sukkah Aser Kekivshan. If you have a sukkah which is made round, it's a round shape, like an oven was a round shape. If there is enough space in the circumference around this circle area to have 24 people sitting there, if they could sit side by side along the perimeter, then Rabbi Yochanan said it's going to be kshir, then it's going to be valid. However, if it is smaller than this shear, then it is going to be problematic. So now the Gemara wants to ask, who is this minimum shear of Rabbi Yochanan? You know, the biggest shear that we saw was Keman, Kerebi. Is Rabbi Yochanan going to understand like Rabbi? Is Rabbi Yochanan all dependent that we had on Gimel and Aleph, the one with the largest minimum shear was Rabbi, who said that a sukkah has to be 4x4 amos. So the Gemara is asking now, is Rabbi Yochanan even going to be, the Shita of Rabbi Michti? We know Gavra Ba'amsa Yasif, that a person takes up the space of one amos. Rabbi Yochanan must be understanding that a sukkah has to have a circumference of 24 amos. And we know that any circle object that has a circumference that's 3 tefachim, then a diameter is going to be 1 tefach. That is, that's approximately, right? The ratio of a diameter to circumference is 3:1. That's what the Gemara is doing. It's a little bit, we know it's a little bit more than that. It's one, it's 3 point, whatever it is. It's a little bit more than that, but still it's a rational number, so therefore the Gemara rounds it to 3:1. So this is an approximate number. The Rambam already points this out. In the Mishnah Erevin over there, the Rambam points out that it is a little bit larger. So now the Gemara says, And according to Rebbe, what would be the shear that you need around the circumference? It only have to be not 24 people, as Rabbi Yochanan suggested, rather be 12 people, because if you want to have a width of 4 amos, the circumference needs to be 12 amos. 12 amos would be enough. That's way less than 24 amos. Rabbi Yochanan had said that is the minimum shear. So now turning on to the next one. But now the Gemara says, Hani mili be gula. So this we're mentioning that you need the perimeter to be when it needs to be 3 times the width. That's only if you're drawing a perfect circle. Aval biribua by tfei. However, if you have a square, you're going to need more. Meaning, if you're going to have a perimeter of a square, then it's going to be more. It's going to be more than 3 times the width. The circumference of a 4 amma wide circle, which is going to be 4 ammas only across the diameter, is going to be less than the perimeter of a square of 4 ammas wide, because that's going to be a square is going to be larger than that point. So the circumference to the diameter of a circle is 3:1, and that's not necessarily going to be true, the Gemara is pointing out, with a square. And since the round circle is going to be perimeter of a square, measuring 4 ammas wide, Rabbi Yochanan is going to be correct that it has to be, Rabbi Yochanan is correct only if we require 12 ammas. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, so michti kama merabu biyoso ala ego. So how much greater is the perimeter of a square than the circumference of the circle within this square? Revia. So if you have a quarter of the square's perimeter, which is going to be the same as a third of the circle circumference, so then that's going to be the shear that you need. So v'shitzar sagi, so if that's the case, you're going to need 16 amos around this sukkah. Since we are understanding that the circumference of a circle has to be a diameter of 4 amos, so then it's going to be 12 amos perimeter. So then, if you have that, then you're going to understand that the perimeter of the square is going to be 16 amos. So circular sukkah within that circumference should be fine. So the Gemara says, Hani mile, so when are we understanding that this 16 amma perimeter is going to be enough? Be eagle to nafik migoy ribua. If you have a circle which is inside of a square, you have a nice picture of that on the side over here. If the square's perimeter is going to be a fourth of the circle, then the circle circumference is going to be 12 amos. The square would be larger than that, should be 12. Right? That the perimeter of the square should be 12. Sorry, not 12. The circle circumference should be 12, then the square should be 16. So the Gemara says, I hope I'm getting this right. However, if you have a square which is in a circle, you're going to have more. Mishum marsha de karnasa, you're going to have the side of the right. If you have a square within a circle, I used to do all these problems. It's giving me nightmares of high school over here. That when you have a circle inside of the square, so then Rabbi Yochanan is discussing a sukkah that's not fully square, so then you have to understand that to get to the quarter points of each of these squares, then the circumference is going to be, if you have a circle around that square, the circumference is going to be longer than that of the square, which is inside the circle, obviously. That's what we see for the picture of the bottom picture, right? So that circle circumference is clearly bigger than the squares. So the Gemara says, so michti kol amsa birbuah. So then the Gemara says that now we see that every amma beside of a square is amsa vitrei chumsha al chosona. It's around an amma and 2/5 in a diagonal of a square. So now we're assuming that the diagonal of a square, if you draw a line across it, is going to be 1.4 times the length of its side. That's the number of what the Gemara is mentioning of an amma and 2/5 in a diagonal. So that's what comes out. Tosfos just point out that to say 1 2/5 is actually not really meduyak, because according to Tosfos, the diagonal of a side of a square, it should be the square root of 2. The square root of 2 comes out to a different, not exactly 1.4, a little bit more than 1.4. So Tosfos says, yeah, the Gemara is rounding down, is rounding to just 1.4, just like we rounded by 3. And it's this actually is halacha l'maisa, very interesting. Rav Moshe was asked about, they have these new machines nowadays that can square out our tefillin much better than they used to be 100-150 years ago with all the new technology that we have. So already in the times of Rav Moshe, already 20-30 years ago, they had the Shaila, and they asked Rav Moshe, is it a chiyuv? Is it recommended to use these things that are going to be squared out? Maybe they're asking more, is it a chiyuv? So Rav Moshe points to this Gemara over here that's rounding to 1.4 when it's really, Tosfos points out, it's really 1.4 and a little bit. It's more than 1, and it's more than amma and 2/5. So when it comes to Hilchos Tefillin, this number of the Gemara of the diagonal is mentioned with regard to halachas of a square. Now, if it was going to be more precise, Tosfos already pointed out that it should be 1.4 and a little bit more, the square root of 2, whatever that comes out to, a little bit more than 1.4. So we see that, and yet in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't mention that you should do like Tosfos. So we see that you don't have a chiyuv, definitely not a chiyuv, to do, to check it more carefully. That same Shaila, the Shul, was asking about using a magnifying glass to find bugs in your food, and he says, nope, you don't have to do that either. And that was the controversy recently. We had that with the Atrapakan orange juice, and there was a whole Shaila about that if you checked the magnifying glass, you could find these little bugs in the Atrapakan, and they asked Reb Chaim, and he went in the commotion, and he said it was fine. So either way, that's what Tosfos just point out, that this is a little bit, this one, a 2/5 is not exactly, it's a little bit more than that. But either way, so now the Gemara is pointing out, but shifts are not mechum shisagi. So it's that we're understanding the circumference of 17 amos, which if you subtract a fifth, so then you're going to have 16 4/5. That should be enough. Because if you have a square which is 4 by 4, then it's going to have a diagonal of 5 3/5. So the diameter of a circle, which is going to be around this square, is going to be equal to the square's diagonal. So then if that's the case, according to the Gemara, we're understanding that a circle is going to be 3 times its diameter, then we would have a circumference more than 16. It should be 16 amos and 4/5 amos l'chora. That's what Rashi points out. It should be 16 and 4/5. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say that it has to be circumference 20 amos? So the Gemara says, maybe little doc Rabbi Yochanan wasn't being so careful with telling the exact number. He meant that. He meant close to 16. The Gemara says, what do you mean? We're discussing right now 16 to 24. Imar Damrina lo doc. When can you say that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't so careful? He wasn't being so precise in telling you the number when Pursa, when it's a little bit. Maybe you'll say 16 to 17 or 18, we're going to see in a moment. But to say from Tuva Miyamrina lo doc that over here Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a case which is 24 amos instead of something which should be 16 and what was the number we came in? 16 and 4/5. That is a massive difference. You can't tell me that Rabbi Yochanan would tell me to be that far off. So the Gemara says, Amar le Mark Shisha Bereid Rav Chistel Rav Ashi. Rav Chistel said to the name of Rashi, Misarot Gavra Amsa Yasu. No, wait a second. Does a person really take up a space of an amma plus a Gavra Betray Amsa Yasu? No, rather three people take up a space of 2 ammas, which would mean that one person takes up a space of 2/3 of an amma. So the Gemara asks, Kama Havu Luhu. So how many ammas are in a circumference then if we understand it like this? Shitsar, because if you take 24 divided by 2/3, you're going to have 16. Anan Shivsar Hachli Chum Shabainan. But we require 17 subtracting a fifth, meaning 16 4/5. So how could Rabbi Yochanan have said a sukkah of 16 amma perimeter is going to be mutter? That's not okay. So that meaning, so the Gemara says, Lodak, you're right. So again, we're saying that it really should have been 16 4/5. Rabbi Yochanan really told us 16 because that's what he meant, was that it's really going to be 16 amos about of the perimeter. To which the Gemara says, wait a second though, Rabbi Yochanan's shear is going to be smaller then. Amot, I mean, Lodak, when can you say Rabbi Yochanan was just rounding off is only Lechurma? If he'll say it was 17 when it was supposed to be 16 4/5, fine. Or like we said, with regards to Chumrah, if a number is going to be even 18, whatever, close to it, but it's higher than the amount that it's given, so then everyone knows that you're following the proper halacha. However, Lakula, Miyamrinan Lo Da, can we really say Lakula, that he's telling you you could use a 16 amma perimeter, which is not the case, it has to be more than 16, it has to be 16 and 4/5, so it would come out that your puzzle, your sukkah is too small if you follow the exact shear of Rabbi Yochanan. And you can't tell me that he gave you a shear that would confuse you and lead you to the wrong psak. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Amar le Rav Asi le Rav Ashi." So Rav Asi said to Rav Ashi, "This was a must." I mean, usually, we see Rav Asi, and the Chona points this out. The Rashash points this out that Rav Asi is usually a earlier Amora. This one is it must have been a later Amora with the same name because Rav Ashi was the very end of the Gemara times. So the other Rav Asi is much earlier. So the Gemara says, "Well, Olam Gavra Amsoyas." So really, a person takes up a space of an Amma. So then, how do we answer Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan. Malcolm Gavri lo kachashim. Yochanan is telling you the place where people are sitting inside the sukkah. Rather, he's describing the situation where people, the smaller sukkah has a diameter of 6 amos, because everybody, until now, we understood that the 24 people of Yochanan could sit inside of this circle sukkah. However, that's not the case. We're telling you that the people are rather sitting outside of the sukkah. So if they're sitting outside the sukkah, you're going to have the circumference be, you're going to have the circumference be 18, and you're going to have a diameter of 6. So that's what we're understanding right now, that the people sitting outside, so therefore it's going to come out to a similar shear. So the Gemara says then, if that's the case, we've answered. But the Gemara asks on that, Kama havalu, so how many amos is the circumference of the sukkah? Team Nisra, so now we're answering what we just mentioned, is 18. B'shivsar na mechum sho sagi, but wait a second, the sukkah measures is going to be 17 and 4/5. And we're saying 18 right now. So Gemara says, Hainu de lo dak. Well, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that he was not so careful with his shear. L'chumra lo dak, and his case is being more machmer. He's telling you that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is only a small amount. That he's telling you that the circumference, instead of being 5, and Rashi points out 5 and 3/5, the diameter rather, so he's telling you that should be 6 instead of 5 and 3/5. So he's being more machmer, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Adkan, that was Rashi. Rabbanan, the Kisari of Amalei Dina, the Kisari Amr, tells us there's a big problem with this whole cheshbon that they have over here, we're about to have. The people in Kisaria, they said, Igula denafik migoi ribua rava. If you have a circle inside of a square that has a circumference which is 1/4 less than the perimeter of the square, so this is mentioning, this is how they understand the formulation. Then the Gemara says, ribua denafik migoi gula palga, that the perimeter of a square, which is inside of a circle, is going to be smaller by a half of that circumference of the circle, which is medium. So therefore, they're understanding that you're going to have less than half of its own perimeter, and then what's the case is if the circle is 1.5 times greater than the square which is in it. So the perimeter, let's say for example, if the square was 16, then the circumference of the area would be 24. Since we have to understand that it's going to be 4x4 amos, you're going to have a 16 amos perimeter. Inside the circle has to be 24 amos circumference. So the Gemara says, Veloi, but that's not the case. They just made a mathematical error. Chazina de lave kuli hai. We see that the circumference in this area was not that great. So the rather diameter of a circle is equal to the diagonal of the square, which is going to be 5 and 3/5 amos according to Rashi. So why could you do 4 times 1 2/5? So the circumference of the circle is 3 times this amount, which would come out to 16 4/5 amos. So that's the whole shaila. Tosfos is very bothered by that. How could they make such a big mathematical mistake over here? This is basic math. Okay, not sure, but that's what the answer with Tosfos. Okay, going weiter in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Levi Mishum Remeir. Rabbi Levi said in the name of Remeir, Shtei Sukkos Shel Yotzim Zolif Nemizor. If you have two potter's huts, one within another. So apparently Rashi points out that it was common practice that the potters used to have an area which they would have two huts in. The first inner hut, Rashi says, they would live there, and they would put things that they finished over there, and then the inner hut would be just basically a hallway into the outer hut. So the Gemara says, "Hapnimis ina sukkah v'chayeves b'mezuzah." The inner one is not going to be a valid sukkah, even if the inner hut has the shear to make up a sukkah. The potter cannot use it to mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. Why? Before we even say why, we could even strengthen the question. We know on Daf Tes, we're about to see the very next Amud, the Mishnah on the next Amud is going to tell us that Beis Hillel hold the sukkah yeshana is going to be kosher. So why over here an old sukkah? So that doesn't mean it means not just an old sukkah. That sukkah doesn't need to be built for original purpose of a sukkah. It's still going to be kosher. So why over here is this worse? So apparently the Chacham point out because this person is it's mamish doesn't plan on using it for the mitzvah. In the case of the potter, he's using the entire year for different things and sleeping. He's going to be mesiach das from ever using it as a sukkah. Apparently, and it's even worse than a general case of a sukkah yeshada. That's what I want to point out. So still, and it's going to be chayv and mezuzah because he uses it general use, he uses it to eat and sleep. He does his general functions there. However, the outer one is going to be the outer one is going to be kosher for a sukkah. You can move his stuff for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah, and that would be fine. And it's also going to be patur from sukkah. Why? Because he doesn't live there. He only uses it as a passageway to the inner one, and therefore there's no chiyuv of mezuzah. Why isn't it chayv mezuzah to have a hachitzona kebeis shara pnimis? It's chayv mezuzah. We know there's a halacha, at least midrabanan, that if you have a doorway to a room that is going to lead into another room, so that is still going to be chayv midrabanan in mezuzah. So why over here is the outer hut's doorway going to be patur from mezuzah if it's leading into the inner one, which is something that's used as a area that should have a mezuzah? That should be the din of shar pnimis. That if you have a shar, which is a hut, a gate rather, that leading into an area which is chayav mezuzah, it should be chayav mezuzah as well. So the Gemara answers, mishum delokvia, because a potter's hut is not permanent structure, so therefore the inner hut's not going to be shayach to have the gatehouse lead into it, and therefore it's not going to be chayav in mezuzah. It's a specific heter only in this case. Now the Gemara goes on to a different halacha of sukkah. Tana Rabbanan, ganvach. Ganvach is Rosh Tevos. It's going to be a acronym for the following. Sukkas goyim. It's the first one is a goy. A goy who built a sukkah. Or if he just built something to a hut to live in the summer months because it's hot out. Sukkas nashim. Or if a woman, so what exactly Rashi doesn't explain. Other Rishonim explain maybe it's a type of outdoor hut which women would do their weaving of clothing. Sukkas behema, the Miri explains over here that it's a sukkah just to provide shade for animals. Sukkas kusim, we know the kusim are the group of people who were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and the Asher brought them in to northern Israel. They lived in Kuta, Teret Yisrael, and this he did during the time of the Saras, the Gullus, the Saras HaSfatim, and they converted to Judaism because there was a whole lions attacking them. So there's a whole Shiloh in all the times that we discuss Kutim, if they are Gerei Emes or Gerei Arayas. Tosos actually discussed it over here. They are bothered by this a little bit, what the Gemara's Maskana is, but the Gemara is assuming, throughout the Mishnayos, we assume that they're like a Suffolk Jew, Suffolk non-Jew. So for this purpose over here, it seems to be understood that they're actually fully not Jewish, not Chayav at all. And they're making a type of Sukkah, so that was what they made. So this is Kutim now, and Sukkah, and Sukkah's Behema, we did Sukkah's Behema, Sukkah Kutim, that's the Sukkah mikol makom, and a sukkah of any type of sukkah, even a sukkah which is worse than that, is going to be chayav. Again, so and then the chav ganvach, the chav sofis is going to be kutim. So again, gimel is goyim, nun for ganvach, nun is nashim, beis is behema, beis ganvach, and then chav is going to be kutim. So now and then the Bryce Evans off ivlejim sukkas kilchasa, that it apparently has to have its shear of proper schach. So the Gemara says now, my kehilchasa, what does it mean that it has to have a proper schach, that it has to be the amount that is, so Rashi points out, it can't just be telling you this normal halacha, that it needs to be kosher, obviously. Why would you think that these sukkahs would be more kosher than any other sukkah if they don't have the proper schach and everything else? So what does it mean, kehilchasa? So the Gemara says, Amar v'chista v'usha selat sil, that you have to, that the point of this sukkah apparently is it needs to be built, provided for shade. It has to be thick, that it's recognizable, is provided for shade, not just as for tznius be'alma or anything else. Because we follow the shita beis hillel, even though we follow shita beis hillel, that the sukkah doesn't need to be l'shem a sukkah. However, we do need that it needs to have a purpose of being built for shade. So that's the halacha of a sukkah, because the whole Kasher Rashi says, what is a sukkah? A sukkah is sukkah, so sukkahs minachorev, that it's providing shade. That's what Rashi's lashon is. Therefore, we can assume that these things, they're built for shade. It's going to be kosher. That is the shita of Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam disagreed. Rabbeinu Tam understood a little bit differently. But in halacha, we go like Rashi, and we paskin that it has to be for the purpose of tzel of shade. So the Gemara says vayter. Sukkah mikol makom letui mai, but what does it mean that even if you have a worse sukkah, which is any type of sukkah, is also kosher? So the Gemara says lasuya sukkas rav rakvash. This is coming to a sukkah of rakvash. What is this rakvash? The Tana Rabbanan with another baisa. Sukkas rakvash, also a acronym for the words of sukkas roim. Is it mnemonic or acronym? I'm getting confused with English words. Whatever it is, sukkas, it stands for the following: sukkas roim. Reish is for roim, the shepherds. So Rashi says the shepherds are watching their flocks. They would sit in these huts to protect themselves from the heat. Sukkas kaitzim is the people who are watching their figs. they're watching on their figs to the fields to dry, and Sukkah's borgening. We saw these already, the watchmen. Sukkah's shomer peros, the Sukkah people who are watching their produce. All of these things were built for the purpose of not a Sukkah, obviously, and they are still going to be kosher. Sukkah mikol makom. The Sukkah, these are going to be inferior to the ones of Ganvach, yet they're still kosher. As long as they have the proper proper amount of schach. So to which the Gemara asks, "My kehilchasa? What does it mean that it's kehilchasa? It's according to the law that it's going to be kosher." So Amar Rav Chista said, "Vehu she'asa letzel, provided that it has the amount that it was built originally for the purpose of providing shade." So the Gemara says, "Nalacha in the Braisa, sukkah mikol makom asumai." So what is the sukkah that's referring to any type of sukkah? That sukkah's ganvach. So we have two different prices over here. So the Gemara is explaining the two Tanaim have a point of disagreement, which is worse. They both agree that both are kosher. Ganvach and Rakshav are going to be and Rakvash are going to be kosher. Both agree that both are kosher, but one held that Ganvach was worse, and one held that Rakvash is worse. So why is each one hold what they hold? So the Gemara fleshes it out. Hi Tana, the Ganvach, the Tana who taught us the Sukkah of Ganvach is going to be kosher. So what? And those are better than Rakvash because Ganvach are permanent. So therefore, those are such a temporary structure that they belong to shepherds and watchmen. They're such a temporary place. You're going to take them down. So you would have thought that since that they would not be even kosher as a sukkah, even if they're built originally for the purpose of shade, because they're made to be moved. And therefore, that's not even a called a makum dira. It's not a place where people live at all. A sukkah needs to be basikos teisha shivas yom. You have to be able to live there. You have to do all your purposes there. Maybe you're not able to live in these places of a rakvash. So therefore, rakvash was worse according to the first Tana. According to the second Tana, of Ahai Tana, the Rakvash, the Tana who said that Rakvash is more understandable as kosher and had to teach you Ganvach, so Ilemelech Rakvash, Rakvash, those are obligated in the mitzvah of Sukkah, the shepherds, the watchmen, the people who built them. Who built these shepherds? Who were these shepherds? Who were all of these different people, the watchmen? All these type of people were people who are Jewish. So they were the Jews and they're building the Sukkah. Normally someone who's only Mechuyah B'davar could do something and help Imotzi someone. So I would have thought maybe only a Jew can build the Sukkah. So therefore, we learned the halacha is that, so therefore, that's more chashuv, and therefore Ganvach is a bigger finisher. Tana mekol makom asui Ganvach talav b'nei chiyuv v'ninan. He taught the lacha of Ganvach to teach you that those are used are not going to be obligated in the midst. Those are going to be Ganvach. That includes them. Those are going to be a chiddush because la b'nei chiyuv v'ninan, they don't have any chiyuv in doing the mitzvah of sukkah, yet their sukkahs that they build are going to be kosher. So we learn that, again, because goyim, women, animals, and kutim are completely potter for the mitzvah. And that's what Tosas points out over here, that this point is that they make it, and the kutim are apparently fully considered to be not Jewish based on our Gemara over here, because they're not b'nei chiyuva. We don't even have a suffix whether or not they are chayav b'chlal. So that's what the Gemara understands over here, that there's not even a suffix for the kutim. Now, just one last halacha. I already finished the daf, but we're going to get on to really Tosas. Really, Iker is for tomorrow's daf. But Tosas is going to mention that with all this sukkahs ganvach and everything else, they're going to quote Yerushalmi that you have to be mechadish davar. You have to raise or lechachila at least. You should raise the schach a tefach if a goy built it or those things or a sukkah yeshana to make it more l'shem sukkah. That's only a din lechatchila. If a person forgot to do and a goy just fully built it, then that would be fine. We're going to get to the halacha l'maisa more tomorrow and on daf tes, but that would also lechora be fine. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the Mishnah and daf tes and what else, Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.